We begin the current daf, Masechet Sanhedrin, daf Nun Hei. Begin 3 lines down at the top of the Amud, where the Gemara begins a discussion that would relate back to the Braisa that we just finished on the top of this Amud, continuing from the previous daf, which was discussing the topic of our previous Mishnah regarding Mishkab Zachar and being Sheikhiv Ima Behema. The Gemara says, Darish Rav Nachman Barav Chizdi says, Be'isha, regarding a woman, Shnei Mishkabes. There's two ways of her violating an Isser, with the two different ways of her copulating, as the Pasuk says, Mishkav Isha, there's two ways, there's the natural way and the unnatural way. Whereas with Behema Mishkav Echad, regarding an animal, then it's only possible in one way, because there it doesn't say Mishkav, that it should even be being Sheikh of Behema with even Shalei Kederach. Now, what Rav Nachman's halacha is talking about is regarding, in regard to the animal, is a Reveya, is when the man enters in the animal, because regarding a woman that's nirvaz to the behema, where the animal is the reveya to the woman, then actually the liability would even be when it's the unnatural way for the woman, just like she's liable when she has beer with a man, as we said in the previous stuff, is both ways, mishkavei isha. Because had we been talking about beer with a person, that's what Rav Nachman is teaching, that by isha is shnei mishkaveis, that we wouldn't need Rav Nachman for. And to tell us that it would even be Shalei Kedarka, because there's many psukim and many mishnayas that already tell us this halacha, that a woman is liable for bia with a man that's forbidden with her in both types of ways. And moreover, Rav Papa that we're about to quote would not be able to say the exact opposite of Nachman. So obviously what we're discussing over here is Rav Nachman's halacha are both talking about a behema. When a woman is sheichev with a behema, it's both ways, the natural way and the unnatural way. Whereas, and when a man is sheikhed with the behema, so then the nishkav there is the behema, then it's only in the natural way of the animal and not shalei kederach in the animal. And that mask of the Rav Papa asks on Rav Nachman, he says, Adi Rabbi, to the contrary, I would say the exact opposite of what you're saying. Isha de orchehi, regarding a woman that's normal for them, not just procreation, but in recreation, in the way that they copulate for pleasure. So it would make sense to say that a mishkav, a type of laying that's normative, michayev. So that's where the liability would be when there's a forbidden relationship. Now, and the same thing would apply when it's with an animal. Now, but amida machrina, but regarding a type of way that's unnatural for her, which is shalei kedarka, which is anal, then lo michayev. There wouldn't be any liability, because when it's not the normative way, she doesn't really have that much pleasure in that way. So therefore, it would make sense to say that, to the contrary, the woman has only one mishkav, which is the derech way. But if she does it with the animal shaloi kedarka, then it wouldn't be liable. In the contrast, behema de lav orchehi, regarding an animal that's not normal to have beer with an animal. They don't have it, if not for procreation, they don't have it as an activity of pleasure. So therefore, it would seem to be that when a man is having beer with the animal, it shouldn't make a difference which orifice it is. And therefore, l'chayev Allah, kol nekev and nekev. To the contrary, when the man has engaged in bestiality with the animal, the liability should be both. So the exact opposite of Nachman. Nachman said the woman should have both, and the man with the animal should only have one. I mean, the animal is only the regular way in the animal. And in contrast, Rav Papa says the exact opposite. However, the Gemara brings, and this is why the Gemara introduced this, but Tanya learned the Braisa, not like either one of them, which was this Braisa that was on the top of this Amud from the previous Daf, that said the following two halachas. First one was why we introduced this Braisa, which was regarding Machlekes Rav and Shmuel on the previous Daf, but we actually want the second half, which relates to the discussion over here. The first halacha was regarding Zechur, a boy that is being used by an adult in engaging in homosexuality, Ben Tesha Shein Ve'im Echad, which was the halacha like Rav, that says that although he's not liable, but the man who lays with him will be liable for Mishkav Zachar if the boy is over 9 years old. But the second halacha is what we need for Habal HaBehema. If a man copulates with an animal, Ben Kedarka, Ben Shaloi Kedarka, the liability is going to be whether in the normative way or in the non-normative way. And Ve'isha Mevi'as HaBehema Aleha, and regarding a woman that brings the animal on her, Ben kedarka, ben shaloi kedarka, chayv, whether it's the normative way, the non-normative way, there's going to be a liability, so it's not like either one of them. Rav Papa and Rav Nachman disagreed, one should be only one way, and the other one will be both ways. The Braisa says clearly that by both the man with the animal and the animal with the woman is going to be both derech, and shaloi kedarka is going to be a liability. Now, continuing on this theme of this topic, Amli Ravina L'Ravi says, Hama'ara b'zachor mahu, if in homosexuality, if there's what's called hara, which is not the conclusion of the act of intercourse, where it's a machlekes in the Gemara Yevamos Daf Nun Hei Mabez. One opinion says it's what's called neshikas aver, which is just that the male member just touches the orifice, the area of the anal region by the other man, which in the context of the Gemara Yevamos there is talking about by the female, and that there is an opinion that says no, it's no more than that. It's what's called hachnasas hatar. It's when the corona, the top part of the male member, enters into the orifice, which is very little, but it's still more than the shika, which is just touching. Now, however, regarding a regular arayis, a man with a woman, so that the Gemara in Yevamos says that hara, whatever that is, whether it be just touching or just going in a little bit, is considered like Gemara be like a full act of intercourse. As the Pasuk says, by Nida, es mekaira hara, we see that it's considered already the erva of Nida, of having been with a Nida with just hara. And the Gemara there teaches that there's a hekesh derabein yaina, that the Pasuk says, ki es kol ha-shayasim ha-kol te'ibas ha'el, where it compares all the arayas to all of them, so all of them are compared to Nida, which we see hara applies. But the Gemara's question is, what's the halacha by Mishkev Zachar? What's the halacha by Bahira? So on that, the Gemara asks, Hama'ara Bazachar, regarding engaging in hara in another male, but Mishkev Ishak Sivbe. The Pasuk says, regarding the male, when it talks about the Pasuk of Mishkev Zachar, it says it's prohibited to engage in an act of copulation as one would have with a woman, the same thing regarding the Zachar. So what's the question? Whatever there's a liability by laying with a woman, which includes hara, something would apply to a male. Seller rather says, you're right, that's not a question. Obviously, that there would be a liability in hara. Hama'ar be'behemamah. The question is regarding if someone just touches regarding the orifice of the animal with his male member, what would the halacha be over there? So Malaysia said to him, to answer his question, he says, Im'eino in lahara, v'chsiva gabe achayis aviv achayis imoy. If the concept of hara, which is mentioned by his father's sister and his mother's sister, as it says, a pasuk in Vayikra, where it says over there, because he did hara with his relative, if it's not necessary for the context itself, it's not necessary, why is it necessary to say that there's a liability of hara by his aunt, whether it be his mother's sister or his father's sister, as we said before, because all the arayis over there are already compared to nidu, which already says that there's hara liability for all arayis. So then why does it mention hara by achis av achis imoy? And that it tells him, teneu inyala hara de behema. So that's what the kisheri hara that it says over there is coming to refer to a different place. Exactly your question, to refer when a person engages in bestiality, where if it just touches, whatever the opinion of hara is, that there's already going to be a liability. So he asks, mechti, but let's see. Behema mechiv misis bezni. Engaging in bestiality, copulating with an animal, that's liable to a very severe penalty, that of death by the hand of the court. So, then why is it alluding to it? Is it mentioning its hara by a penalty that's only kares, which you don't get, there's no execution in the courts. Rather, from heaven, they make the person's life shorter. Because achais av and achais aim, there is no mises besdin. So lichtevei gabi, rather it should have been written and alluded to by one of the other arayis that achiv mises bezdin, that there's a liability by being executed by the courts, and then v'lig mechiv mises bezdin, then we would have learned out through allusion the halacha of achiv mises bezdin of behema from some other erva. Why is it alluded to and included by the erva of achis av and achis aim? Says the Gemara, hoyu b'kuli krol l'drasha hu da'asi. Since anyway that whole entire pasuk is superfluous to expound, when it talks about ervas achayis imcha v'achayis evicha, that's all superfluous, as the Gemara says, Nimvames daf nandalam abeis, because all those halachas that are mentioned there in that pasuk were already mentioned in the parsha of Arayis nachrei mois, and then it says again in parsha kedushim tiyu. So the whole pasuk is extra anyways, and we darshan it for other halachas. So k'siva nami milsa didrasha. So we also mention this to expound this too. So when it says k'yashe erehera, that's alluding to behema, where yes, although that's chiva krisis and this is chiva misbezin, but we already utilize that pasuk, which is superfluous, so it includes other things, even though maybe in an ideal way we would have had it from a chiva misbezin, but it's included there because anyways that pasuk is extra, and that's where it's alluded to the halacha that hara ba behema is chayv. Continuing on this topic, what's halacha if someone does hara to himself, where he takes his male member and does hara to his anal region? So Amalei, Rav Sheshes said to him, "Kevastan, you're bothering me. Why are you asking me something that's not possible, it's not feasible? As the Gemara explains, Amar Ravashi says, Maiti Barilach, what's your question? Bekaishi? Are you trying to say when his male member was hard, meaning he had an erection? Lo meshkachasla. It's not feasible for him to manipulate his member and to do such a feat. Saki meshkachasla b'meshamesh meis. When would there be a feasibility when the member is what's called dead, meaning that it's not erect? So then also it's not a question, because leman de amar meshamesh meis barayis pater, which this is a machlekes in Masechta Shvuah stuff, Yudches min Aleph. According to the one that says, anytime one engages in the act of intercourse with a male member that's not erect, with an erva, you're going to be exempt. Sahachapatu, when he does to himself that way too, he's going to be exempt. Well, the manda mechayiv, and according to one that says that you're chayiv, sahach mechayiv karti. So yeah, here you're going to be liable for two things: mechayiv asheichiv u mechayiv anishkiv. So here you have both things. He is both the one that's doing the active role and the one that's doing the passive role in this element of Mishkav Zachar, where he himself is laying with a man by inserting himself, and he's also being inserted, so therefore there's both liabilities in that case when the person does Harah to himself. Now, continuing on the theme of our Mishnah, the Gemara says, Boyim name Rav Sheshes. Oivit kechavim haboala behema ma'u. We spoke about the halacha in our Mishnah, one of them, the skullin, was haboala behema. So, on that, the question they asked from Rav Sheshes was, what's halacha if it's a non-Jew that copulates and engages in bestiality with an animal, meaning to say that just like we said in the Mishnah, that when a Yisrael engages with an animal, then not only do we kill the Jew, but we kill the animal, what's halacha if the non-Jew does, would we also stone the animal? Because by the Jew, the Mishnah said two different reasons why we stone the animal. One is because the animal was a cause of a stumbling block for the Jew to sin, and also, so that it shouldn't be, if the animal will stay alive, people can say, hey, that's the animal that they stoned that guy for, which is not just takala, which was, again, the stumbling block causing him to sin, but it's also kulin, which is embarrassment. So the question is, as the Gemara explains, takala v'kulin be'ina, do we need, like it was by the Yisrael, that you need both elements to stone the animal? One, that it was a stumbling block for sin, and also that it's embarrassing for the person that was killed through it. V'hocha, whereas over here by the non-Jew, takala ikka, yeah, there is a stumbling block because B'nai Noyach, the non-Jews, are also forewarned regarding Arayis, as the Gemara says later on the next Daf and Vav and Aleph. But Kolein Leka, but there is no embarrassment for them because, first of all, it's normal for them to do such an act, and therefore they would not be embarrassed. Moreover, regarding their embarrassment, the Torah is not so concerned for, and therefore we would not stone the animal. Oidim, or maybe no Takala, Afa Bishen Kolein, maybe the stoning of the animal would be even if we just have the stumbling block, which does pertain to an idol worshiper, even though there's no embarrassment. So Amar Sheshes, he said, Tinisua, you can bring your proof from the following brisa. The brisa says, Ma ilonis, it's coming to teach a lesson from that you could infer something. It says, Ma ilonis, just like we find by a tree, what's the Asherah tree, which is when they make this tree into an Avodah Zarah, which the Pasuk says regarding in the Devarim Yud Beis Tisra from Be'esh, you have to burn it in the fire. Where she'ain oichlin vein sheisin vein marichin, the tree doesn't eat, doesn't drink, doesn't smell, yet still amr Torah hashkis sarif v'kala. Still the Torah tells you have to destroy it, you have to burn it, you have to get rid of it. And the reason is ha'elu bala adam takal al yadin, since it caused a stumbling block for a person to sin through it because it was serving it as an idol. So says the Braisa, hamasa es chaveri midarche chaim ledarche misa. So regarding a person that makes his friend stumble and incite him to go from a path of life, meaning from a path of Torah mitzvahs, to a path of death, Allah has kama b'kama, all the more so a person has to know what's going to happen to him because he was a stumbling block for his friend. That's the moral lesson the Braisa wants. But one thing says Rav Sheshes, is even the Braisa, is that if there's takala, which there's a stumbling block, even though there's no embarrassment, because by an Asherah tree for Avodah Zarah, there's no color and there's no embarrassment. It's not like walking through the market and saying, oh, look what happened to this guy. There's only takala causing a person to stumble. And this is something that would apply then to a Avodah Zarah and also to a non-Jew who was Ba' on the Behemah. So seemingly you have your answer where this would apply even to a non-Jew who is Ba' on the Behemah, that since there's Takala, even though there's no Klein, we would kill the animal. Now that asks the Gemara, but El Me'at, if that's the case that you're saying, as you're proving from this Braisa, that we'll stone the animal if there's only Takala, even if there's no Klein. But then I have the following question for you. An idol worshiper who bows down to his animal, where there's a takala, there's the animal is causing this person to serve it as an idol, which would cause the the idol worshiper to get killed because of the animal. So titaser. So the animal should now be forbidden to a Jew to have benefit from it. And moreover, makatla, we should actually kill the animal. Because you said that we'll kill an animal if it caused anybody, even a non-Jew, to stumble and cause a sin. So then, when we know that's not halacha, if the non-Jew serves the animal does not become forbidden. But why? Well, that says the Gemara, no. Mia kemidi di lisro le'aser. Is it possible that there should be something that if a Jew does, it does not become forbidden? Meaning if a Jew bows down to his animal, the Gemara tells us in Temur, Daf Chav Tes Amud Aleph, that living animals do not become forbidden because it was served as an idol. Now, the way we know that is from the fact that the Torah had to actually say that an animal that was served as a Beit Zara is forbidden to be brought for HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a carbon, which the inference is that obviously for a commoner it is permitted. So if a Jew does it, doesn't make it forbidden. Ulay b'kachav masa, and you think if a non-Jew serves the animal, it's going to make it forbidden. So that's your answer why by Nevad, when it's served as a Beit Zara, that's going to be different. But generally we would say Takala would be enough to stone an animal, but here it's not possible because if a Jew doesn't make it forbidden, the non-Jew can't. So the Gemara says, so then Yisrael gufei litzer. So what do you mean? So then the Jew himself should make the animal forbidden when he bows down to it. Midid havar aviyah. Just like we say regarding when a man is bought on the animal, commits bestiality, which he said that when he does that, it makes the animal forbidden and we stone it. So in other words, so then why, then if that's the case, like the Gemara is asking, that then the animal would be forbidden if a person serves the animal as an idol. So then why actually do we need a pasuk to say that a neved, an animal that was served as a bezara, is forbidden to Hashem, if it's forbidden even to a commoner? So then we would say, that would be, for example, if let's say he served it with only one witness who could testify, or it's only the owner who's testifying, where then the person would not get killed, and the animal also would not get killed. But then it would still be forbidden for Hekdesh because Reva and Nirva is forbidden just because of the fact that it's forbidden. In other words, our question is, why would we need a pasuk? But the pasuk already says, Mimashki Yisrael, from the beverage of a Jew is what you bring for a carbon, which tells us, Minamutu li Yisrael. It's only something that's permitted to a Jew. So if it's forbidden to Hekdesh, of course it's also to Hekdesh. And that's what we're saying, that we would explain that halacha of Nirva, which is forbidden to Hekdesh, when you don't have two witnesses, when you have just one witness or the owner that's admitting that he had done this, where the person doesn't get killed, so the animal also doesn't get killed, as the Gemara explains this concept in the sixth parak of Masechtas Temura. But again, if it's with witnesses, that's the question, is that it should be forbidden even for a Hedyot. So why actually is it that it is, you're saying that the reason why it's not forbidden when the non-Jew bows down to it, because when the Jew bows down to his animal, it's not forbidden. But why? When the Jew bows down to his animal, it should become forbidden because it caused a takala for the Jew. And you're saying takala is enough to kill the animal. So Abaye says, no, Zeh, by the case that we're discussing of Reva, when someone engages in bestiality with an animal, Koloine Meruba, that's very embarrassing. Because first of all, it's embarrassing because he violated the commandment of his creator. It's also embarrassing that he did a very degradable act, which is engaging in relations with an animal. So that's where we say that for that takala, we're going to stone the animal. But Vizek, Kalaina, but here the embarrassment of serving an animal as an idol, muet. It's very little type of embarrassment. It's not something that's so uncommon, that's so degradable, of doing idol worship, especially in the times when they were serving idols, were all around the world. Now, Rashi says that you would have to say that Abaya is obviously disagreeing with Rav Sheshes, because he seems to be saying that you need to have not just takala, but also culling. Not only the stumbling, but also the embarrassment. And therefore, an animal that's nirva from Akim, he would hold, actually would not get killed. Or says Rashi, then no, you could even say that Abaye agrees to the halacha of Rav Sheshes. And it's just that when there is a very big embarrassment, then there's embarrassment, and then halacha, that halacha would apply even from a non-Jew, that then if it engages in bestiality with the animal, we would stone the animal. But it's just that he doesn't hold the braisa, where Rav Sheshes was proving from, we wouldn't learn out the halacha from Ilanis, that it would be enough just with takala. No, you would need to have, besides takala, some kloin. But he would agree to the Rav Sheshes' answer of the question, that what's halacha with an akum that's baal behema, that we would kill the animal. Because although essentially there's no calling here, because it's not concerned for the embarrassment of a non-Jew, it only applies by a Jew, it would only be takala. And then he says, no, there is still some calling, it's still pretty embarrassing. In contrast, like by a tree, or when there's totally no embarrassment, then he would disagree with that concept, which by neva, there's no calling, it's calling muet, and therefore then we would not kill the animal. And that's why it's different than the case of reve, an animal, of copulating with an animal. But the Gemara asks, But Vahare Yilana is, but then take the case, if you're saying that it's not enough just with Takala, and that Abai is not agreeing, it has to have Takala and a lot of culling, a lot of embarrassment, then we kill the animal. But Vahare Yilana is, but the Braisa says clearly regarding the case of a tree, the Ein Kulein Meruba, where there's not a lot of embarrassment, because it's just Avodah Zarah, V'amr Torah, Hashchit Sarva Kol, and still the Torah says you got to destroy, you got to burn, you got to get rid of the tree. Obviously, we destroy the thing that caused the sin, even if there's only Takala and no culling. So that says the Gemara, Bebali Chayim Karminan. Our concept that we said that it's not going to be forbidden, you're not going to kill the thing when it's a very small thing, when it's like a very small embarrassment, that was only said regarding a living thing, like an animal. The Chas Rachman I like because the Torah was concerned on the living thing, as we find that the Torah required a court of 23 judges and the witnesses to testify to kill the animal. So although we do that, but it's only but by a kulin meruba, but a kulin muad, like when you serve an animal, then we know we won't kill the animal. Although by a tree it's the same case, we will get rid of the tree because that's a tree. That's not the same thing as a living thing, which is an animal type of living thing. And that's why there's that differential between those cases. But again, that's not a difficulty on this interpretation of Rav Sheshes. Rav Amar, he gives a different approach to answer the original question that why we don't learn out, we said, what do you mean? If you're saying that by when the animal is nirva, even a non-Jew has relations, we're going to kill the animal, even though there's only takala, so then we ask, so why when if he serves the animal, don't we kill the animal? So on that, Rav gives a different answer. He says, because when it's served as an idol, the animal doesn't get any pleasure from that. In other words, Amr Torah, the Torah says, Behemen nenis ma'aveir teharig. It's when the animal gets pleasure from the act, which is the act of copulating, then the animal gets killed, and then we're going to kill the animal. But regards to Avodah Zarah, which doesn't have, then you're right, that's why we don't kill the animal. Now, regarding a non-Jew that's born the behemoth, of that, he says, like Rav Sheshes, because then the animal is benefiting from the sin, where again, in contrast, when it's like a Avodah Zarah, then we're not going to kill the animal. On that, the Gemara asks, so to on Rav's interpretation, but v'harei yilan is dein en ma'avera, but what's with the case of the tree? Where the tree's not getting any benefit from the sin. And v'amr Torah hashchit sarva kol, and still the Torah says, you see, it's enough just with takala. It doesn't have to be that the thing that's being used for the Avodah has to have pleasure. And so we say, you got to destroy it, burn it, and get rid of it. That says the Gemara, but Balei Chayim Karminan. No, when did we say that it's necessary to kill the item that caused the stumbling block of the sin? Only when that thing gets benefit, when it has pleasure, that was talking about like an animal. The Chas Rachman Alai, as we find the Torah was concerned about, they didn't just easily decide to kill a living animal, even when it has cause to be killed. That's where we said that, but by a tree, that we didn't have that halacha, and if it just causes stumbling, like by Asherah, then we will destroy it. The Gemara says, Tashma, come in here, let's try to bring a raya that Takala without culling, that it's a stumbling block without embarrassment, would be enough to kill the animal, like Rav Sheshes had said, which then that would be the case even by a non-Jew. Because in our Mishnah, we said two different cases, which seemingly it comes out that the Reisha is a superfluous case, because the Seif of the Mishnah said, Dava Acher, it says another interpretation is why we kill the animal, what sin did the animal do? The Mishnah says, Shalaitehe behemai veres b'shuk, because we don't want an animal to be walking in the marketplace. The Yemen, people are going to say, Aha, zuhi shenisgal, plena yod, that's the animal that caused that person to be stoned. Now, says the Gemara, my love, so isn't it as following interpretation as we continue to Mendez? Mid the Seif, and the fact that the Seif in the Mishnah is telling you a case of takala v'kulin, which is both stumbling block and embarrassment. In other words, from this Seifa case, it sounds like that it's talking about both elements, because it says, v'yoymru zuhi, they can say, oh, this is the one, which that's kulin, that's the embarrassing part. And they also, in that statement, they say that that's the one, cheniskal, that caused this person to be stoned. That's referring to the takala of the avera, to the stumbling block of the sin. So therefore, if the Seif is talking about a case that refers to both elements, and then it refers to the Reisha, it has a case of the Reisha, what you can infer from that is that takala b'lo kulin must be the Reisha is talking about a case when it's only the stumbling block without any embarrassment. And says the Gemara of Hechidame, what would that case be? It would be when a non-Jew copulates with the animal, because you cannot say that the ratio is teaching the case of takala and the sefer is teaching the case of kulin to tell you that you need to have both elements, because as we're just saying, as we're assuming, the sefer already says both cases. So then we already know takala and kulin, if that was what it was saying, that it needs both. Obviously, if the sefer says both and there's still the case of the ratio, must be the ratio saying that you only need one. And what case would that be? That would be takala without kolin. And what case is that? That's the question that was asked of Rav Sheshes, and he's correct by saying that an oivik kachavim that's born of a hema, we would kill the animal because there's takala, there's a stumbling block, at least by the non-Jew, even though there's no kolin, even though there's no embarrassment. Shuras Gemara says loy, no. No raya. Seifa, yes, the second case of the Mishnah most definitely there's both takala v'kolin. There's the stumbling block and the embarrassment. But I would tell you that the entire Mishnah is not talking about, like you want to say the Reisha is talking about a non-Jew. The whole Mishnah is talking about a Jew. And Reisha, Hokamash Malon, I could tell you that what's the Reisha of the Mishnah teaching us the other way around. It's teaching us that fila, that even if, yes, if there's only one of the elements, but not takala b'lei kolin, but rather kolin b'lei takala, not mechayiv. It's teaching us that if you have embarrassment, even without a stumbling block, still the animal is going to be liable and we're going to kill the animal. I mean, what would that case be? That would be Yisrael habal abahema b'shogig. That would be referring to if a Jew copulates with an animal by mistake. In other words, he thought you were allowed to do that. He didn't know it's forbidden. Where it's embarrassing because he's becoming degraded, that people know he did that. People do a lot of embarrassing things that are not sins. And so there's going to be culling, but there's not going to be any takkul. There's not going to be any stumbling block of a sin. Now, based on this interpretation, when the Reish of the Mishnah says that Shabbos la'adam takkul al yaday, that it caused a takkul based on the animal, it wouldn't mean like we were interpreting up until now, takkul meaning causing the sin. Rather mean that takkul is culling. It would mean a stumbling block of causing this person to be embarrassed. And the Gemara prefers to say this, that both the Reish and the Seif are talking about a Yisrael, and not to say, as the Gemara was assumed to bring a Raya, that the Reish is talking about a non-Jew, and the Sefer is talking about by a Jew. Because again, the Sefer says both, and the Akum doesn't have both. So the Sefer is v'shul by Yisrael. We thought the Reish would tell us non-Jew. The Gemara prefers to say both by Yisrael, and therefore they wouldn't be approved from our Mishnah. And as the Gemara says, as this case of Kolam Lo Takal was actually asked by Rav Nuna, which seemingly then we could say, at least on this option, that this would then answer his question. Because the Bayer of Nun, he actually asked this exact question. He said, Yisrael abal behem b'shogimau. What's the halacha regarding a Jew that's born the behema by mistake? What would the halacha be? And what's the question? Do we say takala v'kolim bin, and you need to have both the stumbling block and the embarrassment? V'hocha, in this case, kolinik, it's embarrassing because if people found out what he did. But takala leka, but there's no stumbling block for sin because he didn't do it deliberately. He didn't know it was wrong. He's not going to get prosecuted for that. And therefore, we would not stone the animal. Maybe no, this that we stone the animal is even if there's just embarrassment, even if it didn't cause the Jew to stumble. So that says the Gemara, it's not a proof, but we could say that the Mishnah was addressing that case. But not necessarily, it could be the other way too, but there's no proof in the Mishnah. But now that we introduced Rav Nuna's question, so now the Gemara tries to prove to answer that question. Amar Rav Yosef, he says, Tashma, let's answer his question in the Mishnah Masechtas Nida. Mishnah says as follows, Bas Shalosh Shalom B'yom Echad, a girl that's over 3 years, she's 3 years and 1 day. So the Rabbanan know that if she would have an act of Bia with a man, her Besum, her virginity would not come back. And it's from that moment on that she's fit for her act being called intercourse. So when she's over 3 years old, Miskadeshes B'Bia, she could be engaged with a man having Bia with her, if it was arranged by her father, meaning if her father gave her over to another man to have be with her for the purposes of Kedushin, the father merits his daughter's Kedushin, as the Pasuk says in Devarim Chav Beis, is beating the Sati Elishazai, I've given this my daughter to this man. But in contrast, if she herself would try to get married as a four-year-old to a man, or her mother or her brother when she's an orphan, then that doesn't have biblical Kedushin. It's only rabbinic that they could create that Kedushin. And in that case, when she wants to leave her husband, she doesn't even need a get. All she has to do is what's called Mian and then just leave. Moreover, if she's over 3 years old, if her husband, let's say she's 5 years old and her husband passed away, if her without any children, and then there's halacha of yibum, if her yavim has bia with her, he acquires her and he fulfills the mitzvah of yibum, and from that point on, if he doesn't want her anymore, he just divorces her with a get, and the father receives the get, and she doesn't need chalitza, because the halacha of yibum is contingent on being an act of bia. And since he takes her as a wife for all practical purposes when he does Yibum, so he could divorce her with a get. And this person has Bia with her, would apply as long as there's Bia, which is over age 3. But if she would be under the age of 3, then his Bia would not be considered a Bia with her, because she can't be considered Bia under 3, and therefore she would not be acquired to him, and then if he wouldn't want to stay married with her anymore and divorce her, it wouldn't help to do it just with a get. Rather, he would either have to wait until she's over 3, do Bia, and then do give her get, or you actually would have to wait until she brings two pubic hairs when she becomes an adult, and then do chalitzata. But again, if she's over three, then with the bia, he could acquire her. Moreover, v'chayav and aleha, if her father accepted kedushin for her, for a certain man, and then a different man has relations with her, once the father already accepted kedushin for her, husband, so then they would be liable for having bia with her, mishum eshesish, because she's considered a married woman, and this person had bia with her. But again, if she would be under the age of three, although the money of kedushin that her father received would be considered kedushin to make anyone who has bia with her liable after she turns three, but whoever has bia with her when she's still not 3 years old would not be liable, because although she is already an eshes ish, because kedushin is valid, but the act of bia that he's having with her is not considered bia because she's not 3 years old yet. Another halacha is umitame es baila. When she's a nida, if a man has relations with her, whoever he is, she conveys tumas nida to that man, which the Gemara tells the nida daf lamed beis amud aleph from the extra word vav, when it says ve'isha kisi azava, when a woman will be azava, that teaches us that even if she's a 1 day old girl, she transmits tuma if she happens to menstruate, if she has nida. However, if she's under three, she'll transmit the tumas of nida to other people or to other things, either by touch, what's called mago, or by medrash, which is on stepping or sitting on something. Then it will transmit tuma to things that are pure, that are a person or vessels like a regular nida. But if she's under the age of three, then she's not going to transmit a tuma of 7 days, as is the halacha when a man copulates with a nida that the pasuk says in Yikra Tezvav, "Vatihi nidasa alav." Her nida is then on him. If she's over three, she gives over to him like as if he's a nida when he's bayil har. But when she's under three, then even if she's having an active bia with this two-year-old, it would be just like touching a nida, which would not make him tame for 7 days, but rather tame for just the evening, because it's not considered an active bia. But if she's three, then she gives tuma to him like a one who's bayil a nida. Which, what's the halacha of a bayil nida? It's almost like he's a nida himself, but not literally. It's latami mishkav tachtin. It's to make that the one who was bayil, who had relations with this nida, that he transmits tuma to the bedding that he's sitting on that's beneath him, to have the halacha of mishkav, which is the tuma of that a nida or a zav gives to the thing that they're laying on, even if they're not even touching it. It could be 10 layers under them, but by the bayil nida, it's only ke'elyon. He only has the halacha of like something that's on top of a zav. Which the Gemara Masechtas Nida on Daf Lamed Beis and Beis explains that the Mishkav, what's laying underneath the one who is boiled the Nida, is not as severe as that which is laying underneath the Nida or the Zav himself. Which in those cases, when a Zav, who menstruated himself, the Zav, or the Nida herself, what's underneath them becomes an Avatumah, which that thing, that bedding underneath, even 10 layers beneath, could transmit tumah to Adam or to Kalim. As the Pasuk says, V'chol ha-shayigah b'mishkav, whatever touches a mishkav has that same tumah. Rather, by the Bayil Nida, he has a little bit lesser of a level, which is like what's called Elyon Yishal Zav, what's on top of the Zav, meaning a garment that the Zav is not sitting on, but rather that he's carrying on top of him, meaning it's on him, then actually that thing does not have a halach of a avatama, rather of a rishon l'tama, and then it does not transmit tama to a person or to vessels, rather only to food items, which could become a sheni, as the Gemara there learns out from Pesukim. So again, if this girl is over three, the act of bia will be considered bia for the man to be considered a bayil nida. Moreover, is nisus l'kayin, if she gets married to a kayin through the kedushin that her father received for her, achelis b'truma. If she's over three, then she could eat the truma of her husband. But if she's under three, even though the kedushin that her father received is a valid kedushin, but since the bia that her husband wants to have with his two-year-old wife will not be a valid bia, so then the chuppah cannot be a chuppah either, so it cannot create nisuin, because it has to be able that he could have bia with her. And rather, she'll be considered just like an arusa. Now, although biblically, that's still considered kinyan kasper, that she's the acquisition of his money, and biblically, she should be able to eat truma, but the Rabbanan said that a woman cannot eat truma until she enters into chuppah, and therefore this woman, under the age of three, would not be able to eat from truma. Also, ba'ala echad min apsulim. Let's say one of the people that are invalid, for example, a non-Jew, or a cholol, or a nosn, or a mamzer, these are people that are forbidden that make a psul to a woman that they have bia with, pasul min kuhuna, if she's over three, they invalidate her from kuhuna, from partaking of truma, because again, her bia is considered a bia. Which the Gemara Masechet Yevamos of Samachas Amud Aleph and Kedushin in the last parak of Samachas Amud Beis, they learn this out, this halacha from a pasuk, which it says, Uvas kerin kisil ishzar, which is once she has bia to someone that's pasul for her, they make her pasul forever. And the Gemara there explains at length this halacha, and even if she's with a non-Kayin, like a Levi Yisrael, that's also included from Bas Uvas, from the extra Vav, which says that from the time being that she's with them, that's also going to make her forbidden to have the halacha of Truma. So again, if she's over the age of 3, then it's a Bia of a Psul, which will invalidate her from Kuhuna. Also, Vimbala Echad Mikol Arayis Hamuris Batayra. Now, if let's say her uncle, someone that's forbidden to her, not an uncle actually, if there's someone that's like her brother, someone that's an erva to her, that's forbidden to her, if she's over the age of 3, mumasin al yada, so then they will be killed, again, if they're one of the chiv mises, not every erva is a chiv mises, and some of them are cars, but if it's a chiv mises bezdin, since she's over the age of 3 and her bia is an active bia, they will be killed by having relations with her. But again, v'hi peturah, she herself will be exempt because she's not the age of 12, she's not a person that can get punishments. That's the Mishnah Masech, this need that Rav Yosef brings. Says Rav Yosef, but one thing we see from this Mishnah, it says, Echad mikol arayis. It says, any one of the types of the arayis that has bia with this girl over the age of 3 will cause them to be killed. So says Rav Yosef, it doesn't differentiate. Even if it's an animal that had relations with this girl over the age of 3, will go ahead and be killed. Now, v'ha'ocha, in this case of the girl, the kala nikatakala leka, there's only embarrassment, but there's no stumbling block. It means embarrassing that this girl engaged in bestiality, but there's no stumbling block because she's not someone that is gets punished for her acts. And she's like in the category of a shaygig, who didn't realize what she's doing is wrong. She's still a minor. She's not developmentally mature. And therefore, it's like there's no stumbling block, so there's only embarrassment. And still, and we see that that the animal gets killed because of her. So that answers Rav Nun's question. When you have kolin without takala, like Yisrael that's bald behem b'shaygig, the animal gets killed. Says the Gemara, no. Kivin de mezidahi, she didn't do it by mistake, this girl. She knew what she was doing. So takala nami'ika, the truth is there is a stomach block. She did commit a sin. But Rahman hu dechasala, the Torah was merciful on the minor and saying, look, they're not mature enough, we're not going to punish them. But not only is the embarrassment, there's also a stumbling block, she did sin. But Allah didachas, it's only regarding the girl that the Torah was merciful, abahem alachas, but the animal who was the other party, the Torah is not merciful for. And therefore the animal engaged in an act that was not only kulin but also takala. The girl, although this takala, but the Torah doesn't punish her, and therefore the animal is going to get killed, and therefore there's no riot. Amar Rava, he actually brings a similar type of a proof. Tashma from a Mishnah Masech Tznid that says the other side of the coin. The first proof from Mishnah Masech Tznid was talking about a girl over the age of 3, which is the minimum for her bia to be considered bia. Then Rava brings a Mishnah Masech Tznid that talks about the male counterpart, which his act of bia is only when he's over the age of 9. But when they have different roles in the act of bia, for a male, it's ben tesha shana b'yam echad. If he's over 9 years old, so then also the following halachas apply that we consider now his act of bia as a bia. Habal yevimtai kana. If he has relations with his yevama, he acquires her to inherit her, and also that now he cannot go send her away just with chalitza without a get. He would have to have a get. But ve'ena nesin get atchayagla, but he can't give the get until he becomes an adult, because since his relationship with his yevama was through his brother's engagement, which his brother was an adult, now that creates that iser, so his gerushin, which are not considered significant because he's not an adult, cannot remove his brother's kedushin because he's still a minor and he's not a bendas. So he already acquires her, and now chalitza he can't remove, but he would have to actually wait until he could give a get when he becomes an adult. Moreover, umetame kenida, if he is bayil anida, so then he will get the tumas bayil nida and not just someone that like touches anida, because if he was actually under the age of 9, it wouldn't be considered an act of bia. He wouldn't be a bel nida. He would only be tummy for the evening, like as if he touched a nida. Also, letame mishkav tachdin, it would also go ahead that now that he was bel nida, it would make that the lower bedding underneath him would be ke'elyon, would be like the upper, what's on top of a zav. But again, if he was under the age of 9, then it would be like he touched a nida, which would only be tatumas erev. Another halacha is paisel. He invalidates a woman with his bia, from now the woman ever partaking of truma, if he's one of those people that apostle, like we said, a mamzer, a chol, or ve'ena machel. And however, if he's a kayin, and he had bia with the woman for the purposes of kedushin, he would not be able to give her truma to eat. Because a katan, although his bia is a bia if he's over the age of 9, But since he's not an adult yet, he's not 13, his kinyan is not a valid kinyan, and therefore we won't call his wife kinyan kasbu to let her partake of truma. Moreover, he will invalidate an animal if he has a bia with the animal from allowing it to now to be brought as a carbon on the mizbech because of nirva. And it was necessary to say this halacha, although if it's forbidden to a hedyid, as we said that it makes it forbidden, you actually have to kill such an animal. What's the chiddush in saying it's forbidden for the base hamikdash? That, again, as we said before, would be, let's say, if there's only one aid that's testifying, or the owner testifies, where then the person and the animal do not get stoned, so then it would not become forbidden for a commoner. That's the chiddush of this halacha, but it would still be possible for the mizbeach, because his bee is over the age of 9. And b'neskelas al yaday, if let's say there were witnesses that the boy engaged with bia with the animal, then the animal would be stoned based on that testimony, because as we said, an ox and the animal that gets stoned, they only get stoned based on two witnesses. And the Sanhedrin, as the Gemara says in the beginning of this Masechta, Beis Amenalf, kemises bal kach mises hasho, we only kill the ox just like we would kill its owner. Another halacha, vim bo alachas mekol harayis amuris batari, if this boy has relations with, let's say, his aunt, with anyone that it's forbidden erva from the Torah, so mamas nal yaday, once he's over the age of 9, his bee is considered an active bee, and we would kill that other counterpart. Says Rava, the same type of a proof that Rav Yosef attempted. He says, but vahacha, here in one of these halachas, we have that the animal is going to be killed if it's going to be stoned, if there was witnesses that the boy had bia with the animal. In this case, since he's under the age of 13, and he's just over the age of 9, it's embarrassing that this boy, a 10-year-old boy, had engaged in bestiality, but there's no stumbling block, because the boy doesn't get punished for it. And yet, and still we said that the animal gets stoned, so that answers Rav Nuna's question. We see that when this kolin, even though there's no takala, like Yisrael that does b'shagig, the animal would be stoned. Says the Gemara, no. Same like the Gemara answered for Rav Yosef. Kivin the Mezer, who since this boy is deliberate, he did it on purpose. It wasn't that he thought it's permitted. Takala nami ikka, the truth is there is a stumbling block. This boy sinned. Rahman hu dechasalevi, the Torah was easy and forgiving on the boy since he's under the age of 13, so they didn't execute him. Allah di dechas Rahman, the Torah was only merciful regarding him. Abahim alechas Rahman, the Torah was not merciful on the animal, so since it was an act that had both takala and kalin, that's where we kill him, but there's no raya to Rav Nuna's question. Nothing more says Toshima, which this culminates the discussion. Similarly, like we tried doing with Rav Sheshes, which was the opposite question, the Gemara tries to bring a raya from our Mishnah for Rav Nuna's question the other way. The Mishnah said in the Sefer Dava Acher, another interpretation of why we stone the animal, even though the animal didn't do anything, is Shalai Tehei Behemai Veres Beshuk, that the animal should not be walking in the marketplace. V'yoyim Uzuhi Shenisko Plen Yodem, people can say, oh, that's the animal that this guy got killed of because of what he did with this animal. Says the Gemara, my love, isn't it that mid the Sefer the Kala B'Kala, and from the fact that the Sefer is talking about a case where there's both stumbling of a sin and embarrassment, because in that sentence they say, when they say Yom Zuhu, they're going to say that this is the one, that's the embarrassing part. And when they say that Shaniska, that he was stoned, that's the Takala part. So therefore, we have superfluous the case of the ratio. What's the case of the ratio for? Must be talking about Kalan B'Lay Takala, when there's only embarrassment and no stumbling block. Because if you would think to say that it's coming to include the opposite case, when there's a stumbling of a sin without embarrassment, that you can't say. Because by a Jew, you never have a case of a stumbling block of sinning with an animal without the Jew being embarrassed of engaging in such an act. Because at this point, the Gemara assumes that the whole Mishnah is talking about a case of a Yisrael. So therefore, it must be talking about a case of not takala b'lay kalan, but rather kalan b'lay takala. What would that case be? Yisrael, habal behem b'shagig, when the Jew engages in bestiality with the animal by mistake, thinking it's permitted. Will you have only kalim without takalim? You see, they stone the animal. So the Gemara, Allah, no, sefer takalim v'kalim. You're right, the sefer is talking about a case of when there's stumbling and embarrassment. Reisha, I could tell you that it's not kalim b'lay takala, rather it's takala b'lay kalim, when there's a stumbling where they cause the person to sin without embarrassment. What would that case be? A non-Jew that has be with the animal, like they had asked from Rav Sheshes. So essentially what the Gemara had done is that it's obvious from the Sefer, which says both cases in one case, that the ratio must be talking about one, because it's extra. The Sefer already mentions both Takala and Kalan. But you cannot resolve neither Rav Sheshes's, the question asked from Rav Sheshes or the question Rav Nuna asked, which are the opposite questions, because one of them the Mishnah is definitely indicating, but it doesn't say which one, and therefore it's either one or the other, but there's no conclusive proof in the Mishnah. Is it telling us that takala b'lo kalin will kill the animal, which would be the case that was asked Rav Sheshes by the non-Jew, who has only takala, not kalin? Or would it be telling us the halacha of Rav Nuna, which is kalim le'takala, which is when the Yisrael is ba ala behema b'shegig, when there's embarrassment, but there's no takala, where he doesn't get killed for it? That's the question that was not answered. Which one is the Rashi referring to?